Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. I'm going to do my best to not hack or cough or what have you. But anyway, I was hoping that by now I'd at least feel like I'm on the downslide. But it just seems like, you know, you think you're doing okay, you go out, and the next thing you know, you kind of get set back. Anyway, I hope everybody is enjoying good health for the time of year, for the holidays and everything else. So with that, let me just kind of dive through what we're going to be covering today, because today is a marketing day. And marketing days are what I try to use as the what the heck is going on and why in the heck are you not involved yet? It's not me necessarily poking you in the eye, but it is designed to be motivational to get you to understand if you think things are getting better. As a matter of fact, I got involved in a local dialogue regarding how bad politics are getting in what is considered a red county and how blue the politicians are becoming because of the dubious work of the political players, primarily the sheriff in the county. He runs as a Republican. Tell me if this doesn't sound familiar nationwide. The guy runs as a Republican, but he's a very progressive person that is working, and we're going to get into this today, working to counter, what they do is they use label lynching, and he's been notorious for label lynching people that has, that's been patriotic. So we're going to get into patriotism and so forth, but I don't want to necessarily ponder on that too much. Other than the fact that today's a marketing show, and we'll probably do another marketing show after Christmas. Oh, but by the way, tomorrow for Christmas Day, we are going to rebroadcast the Christmas Story. So if you have a bunch of adults in the room and you don't have children, then, you know, it might be good. I mean, if you want to give your kids the unvarnished truth about Christmas, it's not like... When I say unvarnished, it's not like I use a lot of expletives. I don't do that at all. What I am doing is I am proving the point that the whole concept of Christmas has been an American manipulation that has, if you look at the ramifications of what Christmas does, as I was kind of making this point at the end of the show yesterday, Christmas actually drives a level of production and spending by you, us, the Americans, and Western society, because we're the ones that celebrate Christmas, right? You're not going to find it happening in an Islamic state. You're not going to find it happening in most of Asia and so forth. Well, so the fact of the matter is, you know, why is it the Western society is spending so much money on Christmas, other than the fact that if you look at where that money goes and what we're spending our money on, who are we supporting? Are we supporting Christ? Or are we supporting this evil machine that is using the profits from the money that we spend in buying their tech, buying their crap that they're making in China and so forth, and helping propel this globalist agenda? I mean, we're the ones that fall, folks. It's time we start waking up and start, you know, spending money and being very conscientious of where your money goes. Is that an American product? Is that American company a good American company? We've got a lot of evil American companies, Google being a huge one, Facebook being another. And so my point is we're going to re-air this tomorrow, and I just want you to understand that, you know, if you didn't hear it yesterday, you'll definitely want to hear it. You may not want your little kids to hear it, not because if you believe in the mystery and having that mystery and, you know, letting kids go to sleep because Santa's coming, I'm not going to, you know, knock you, and I'm not here to kick Santa. the fact of the matter is, the whole point of this holiday was supposed to be, and the reason we kind of adopted to this concept, because we thought it was a good idea to recognize Christ, but we're not recognizing Christ anymore. I think that there are a lot of people that are, but way too many people. The majority of the people are not. And there are people that are benefiting from that. And so wouldn't it be better that the world benefit for centering and you know, focusing on Christ for Christmas instead of focusing on giving your money to help up the profits and the bottom line and raise the value of stock of certain bad companies? Oh, by the way, if you want to make some money, I don't usually do this, but I've always been an advocate for buy low, sell high. Anybody that knows me, and anybody that knows me has heard this advice from me. I'm only going to say this, very rarely do I ever say this, and I'm going to say this on the air. Because of what happened yesterday with the Boeing Corporation, you will probably see that their stock, because they've lost like 23% of their stock value. That's a big chunk, almost a quarter. And so you're going to see their stock slowly tick up. If you want to invest in a 20% gain, at least, maybe more, because sometimes the perceived value, and when all of a sudden they start, you know, performing really well and they get all these contracts and so forth, they may even make more. But if you want guaranteed increase in your money, go buy Boeing right now and watch your stock go up as they finally crawl out, because they will crawl out, because the U.S. government needs them to crawl out. They need them to be successful. And so it's just like with SGI a long time ago. The government killed them, and then all of a sudden they realized they needed them, so they had to pump money into them just to keep them alive. But by that point in time, they basically shot the horse they were riding, and then next thing you know, as the horse, you know, dies on the trail from, you know, in mid-run or midstream, all of a sudden the government realizes they got a dead horse on them and they've got to do something about it. Anyway, one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to start putting the upcoming shows. I'm not going to necessarily have dates, because I know I want to be dynamic, because there's certain things that I, you know, come up as I'm talking that I want to add to and share. So sometimes my shows go a little longer on trying to provide, you know, some content and input. But we're going to try on the Red State Talk Radio podcast page, we're going to start trying to keep you apprised with upcoming shows as far as the content that we're going to be delivering. I don't want to be spending the time on this show in trying to do that other than on marketing shows. So when I'm on, when we're doing marketing, I'm going to kind of give you the insights of what's coming up in the near future, like I'm just going to right now. But on the content day shows, when I'm actually reading the ratification debates, when we're actually doing these types of things, I'm not going to spend a lot of time, because I realize that I spend a good, the front end of the show is spent a lot on trying to take care of what we're doing, what we're going to do, and I don't want to do that anymore. If you want to know where this is going to be, and I'm going to start reminding you on these marketing days, and I'm going to stop it. So you need to know that, oh, I've got to go to the podcast page to find out when he's talking or what he's going to be talking about and so forth. So one of the things that we want to do, and we want to do this on a regular basis, is remind you that we need to start planting seeds for Constitution Day, and we need to start driving local events and bringing up the local awareness that we have this great document, and the only reason that we've gotten this far as a republic is because of that. We need to start centering on creating greater awareness of the Constitution and how it has had the primary effect on our prosperity as well as our successes and so forth. Now, another thing we're going to be covering in the near future, probably be next year, beginning of the year, early in the year, we'll be covering the ratification debates again. And so after the after that, we're going to also get into the basics on family, not family, but emergency preparedness without the big investment. Just some good plugged ideas of things that either we do or others do that you may really want to say, you know what, that doesn't cost hardly anything. Gee whiz, that makes sense. And so one of the things that we want to do is actually get that, you know, help you, because emergencies seem to be happening more often than not, like the loss of electricity and so forth. Ask the people in California. They're using your power and your energy as a weapon against you. if you don't think I'm, you know, being sincere here, you need to start looking at there are times when it is necessary to further an agenda to cause a level of fear and or a level of anxiety. And one way that your anxiety definitely goes up if all of a sudden you do not have your energy in your life and it's taken from you, your ability to see, your ability to be warm or what have you. And so don't think, if you look at the tactics of draconian government and I'm telling you, draconian government is dovetailed with corporations as well as globalists and so forth, banking, all of these things. And so they've got all sorts of ways they can work together to create levels of anxiety, fear, or what have you. And so this isn't about conspiracy theories, folks. This is about reality, because history actually proves exactly how government, corporations, and so forth has, you know, over the annals of history, these things have constantly occurred. And so when you see the fall of a nation, these are the things that are happening or have happened, and don't be surprised when it happens. You know, I plug on history here. If you really want to understand what your future is going to entail, you have to look at history, because then you can see where you are in the standard course of events of the cycle of a nation or what have you. Now, we have a constitution that protects us from those cycles, and we're going to get into that when we come back, especially on patriotism. But we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so I want to thank you for tuning in. I also want to thank those who have purchased my books via ebook. You don't buy it from Amazon necessarily, but there's many other ways, and you can go on my website. You'll actually find some of these ebook resellers, if you're into ebooks. Some of these ebook resellers, or I should say retailers, actually have a very competitive price. But anyway, I want to thank you for buying my books. I want to thank you for tuning in. And what I really want to ask of you in this upcoming year, because if you understand how the success of products and the success in market space is about word of mouth. I appreciate those of you who have actually helped grow the show by word of mouth. And I would just ask that everybody consider becoming, and you don't necessarily, as a matter of fact, I'm dealing with somebody and trying, somebody came up to me and said, I really want to publish your article regarding the Second Amendment of Standing Armies, which is out on reclaimingtherepublic.org right now. But the person said, I don't want to publish it with that final paragraph recommending Republic Review because I don't know anything about that. And I said, you don't have to say, you don't have to know anything about it. I would, implore you to do so. But you don't have to, remove that. As a matter of fact, all you need to do is say, here is a, here's an article and this art, what this article speaks of and represents is something that, it makes suggestions that we don't know anything about. So we're not making recommendations on the suggestions at all. But we find that you will find this information very factual and very informative and important for you to understand where we are in living under our Constitution or not living underneath our Constitution. So with that, my friends, I mean, you can actually get out there and promote, and you can actually kind of caveat it. The views and opinions of the host are not necessarily something I share 100%, but I think this person provides a different perspective of information that you've never heard of and provides a level of analysis that, will at least make you have pause or cause to actually look further into the facts and information. So that's one way you can do it without necessarily saying, I am a fanatic for reclaiming the Republic. I don't want fans. Fanatics are usually people that do not use any common sense, logic, and reason. They just, become enamored by somebody. They just think, oh, this is the second coming, because Hitler had lots of fans, fanatics. The Beatles have lots of fans. I don't want people screaming and everything else. What I want is I want people to go shoulder to shoulder with me and help lead this restoration of our constitutional republic. I'm not here to be the one guy. I am here to lead, along with other leaders, lead us forward in reclaiming the republic. It's that simple. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to point out is that we are going to have, because I'm telling you what we're doing in advance, we are going to do that special remembrance of Elijah Cummings, the great civil rights activist turned, I'll get into that when we do the memorial on Elijah Cummings. I also wanted to point out real quick, because this is regarding social justice, and I'm not going to let China rest. And as a matter of fact, we need to demand Trump start holding China accountable for the live organ harvesting and the way they're socially monitoring, suppressing, and oppressing their people through, the Big Brother system that they're implementing. They are violating civil rights left and right. And the true, these organizations that claim to be, fighting for our liberties, Southern Poverty Law Center or the ACLU and these other organizations, they are deathly quiet about what the heck's going on in China and communism around the world, because we're getting closer to being enveloped or, ensconced and or, integrated into the communist machine. You got to remember, I've told you this before, communism has only been successful because of the American subsidizing of communism in the world. Really, we're the ones that are responsible for its continued growth, because we've done nothing but poured good American wealth into China and so forth. And now they're becoming a great economic enemy to us. Anyway, with that, there's this social justice that's been going on in the NFL. I noticed that the NFL is quietly suppressing social justice because they're trying to get their numbers and their money revenue streams back to what it used to be. The NBA and their social justice warriors, and as an organization, as well as the players and so forth, you know, it just, it appalls me that they're openly supporting communism and slavery. Why is there no outrage by the fans? Why are we not hearing anything in the mainstream media? And I'm telling you why, because that's how far the frog has boiled. And as a matter of fact, you know, when you hear these elitist basketball players talking about how great China is and supporting this, I mean, have they forgotten where they have come from? Have they forgotten the lessons learned about slavery? Why is it that they're promoting this push of the world getting back into slavery? Because that's China, and that's the whole globalist goal. Are you kidding? Well, you know, as long as I'm making millions of dollars, it doesn't hurt me. These guys are selling out America, and more importantly, they're selling out their fan base, and look at the demographics of their fan base. This is the same thing as these supposedly civil rights leaders that are selling out, you know, their base to become slaves to the state. And as a matter of fact, way too many of the people that are associated to these civil rights activists and leaders are slaves to the state, because they've already given up their ability to become, you know, self-sufficient and being able to support themselves. And they've, you know, because, hey, it's, you know, it's due us. We should be taken care of. Are you kidding? Anyway, and that is, that flies in the face of everything Frederick Douglass and the whole, you know, the whole abolition movement was all about. But anyway, I've also, one of these days I'll get into the riot control system, but let's talk about patriotism. And what is patriotism? So patriotism, by definition, is the quality of being patriotic, devotion to and vigorous support of one's country. Now, I want you to keep in mind that this is the progressive definition, because they don't really talk about patriotism in the real essence of what American patriotism is about, or really the essence of patriotism. Because patriotism, 9 times out of 10, if you look at patriotism in America, the Revolutionary War, was that about patriotism, or was that a rebellion against England? And what was the patriotism about? We'll get into that. A patriot is a person who vigorously supports their country and is prepared to defend it against enemies or distractors at all costs, willing to give up their life. Friends, I am here to tell you that a patriot in our republic is not a patriot who supports their country. What is a country? A country is a system of government. A country is a government itself. I mean, when we talk about country, it is an ambiguous term. But in America, our country is a group of sovereign states. Our country is a constitutional republic. It is not the United States government or the federal government and its bureaucracies. This is why in the Constitution requires that there shall be an oath. And this is in Article 6, Section 3. The oath basically states, quote, in Article 6, Section 3, that all should be bound by an oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. If you understand what we're talking about here, this does not say that we're supposed to support the government. The framers knew that the government was usually and typically the source of oppression and suppressing its people and oppressing its people. We have to understand that supporting the country and or being a patriot in America has nothing to do with supporting the government. It has everything to do with supporting the thing that actually establishes the government and empowers the government. The government gets its power, the federal government, our national government, the general government, obtains its power from the Constitution. I cannot emphasize this enough. The Constitution was very clear. It's enumerated. I've gone through this several times. This is why we're going to go through the ratification debates again. The Constitution is an enumerated Constitution. It delegates, because of the ratification, the states using the Constitution delegate their powers to the federal government. And so, ergo, the federal government can constitutionally only exercise those powers that have been delegated to it. Anytime it delegates powers that are not delegated, those are usurpations, violations of the Constitution, and actually are aggressions against the American people and its sovereigns, the sovereigns being the people and the states. So with that, we're going to be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
So who should be a patriot in the American Constitutional Republic? Well, let's take a look at this at a macro view. We actually have this thing called the Oath of Citizenship. You hear my promos basically tell you that we require that Oath of Citizenship upon all people. To become a citizen, you have to take that oath. And those of us who are born, natural-born citizens of the United States, that oath is implied upon us. In other words, we're supposed to support the Constitution, because clearly in the Oath of Citizenship, it does not require that we, you know, blindly support our U.S. government. We are supposed to vigorously support our Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. The Oath of the Citizen and the Constitutional Oath clearly requires the support of the Constitution. So I'm going to read it one more time here. The Oath, this is according to Article 6, Section 3, that all elected officials, regardless of their position from federal government down to your local level, all public servants, quote, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. Folks, I'm going to tell you what it doesn't say. It doesn't say or imply that we must support our government. Our government is obliged by this oath to support the Constitution, not themselves. Not their own retirement plan, not their own insider trading, not their own selfish, greedy... I'll stop myself there. But is this the only place in the Constitution that states this? We understand treason is where you actually openly, you know, have tried to overthrow, rebel, and or support enemies during a, you know, during a time of war, supposedly, or supporting enemies, because we're in a political war. Whether Congress has declared war or not, we are in a political war because people are trying to discard the Constitution and implementing what they call socialism, but it is the quick doorway and portal to communism. So is this the only place in the Constitution where one will find that we're obligated in supporting the Constitution only? No, no, my friends. What about Section 3 of the 14th Amendment? Section 3 states this, and as a matter of fact, I might actually have this. Yes. So we actually have this, and I've kind of cut out a lot, but this is the quote or citation out of Section 3. No person shall be a senator or representative of Congress or elector or president of the vice president or hold any office, down to the local level. And this is the kicker right here. This is the meat. Who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same. So what does that mean? Are we rebelling against the U.S. government, or are we rebelling against the Constitution? They're calling out any political person who has taken an oath that has directly violated. What is rebellion against? It's a direct violation. There are these things that may be considered unwittingly, but have you ever heard the term ignorance in the eyes of the law is no excuse? So whether you willingly are committing a crime or willingly violating the Constitution, or you're just going along because everybody else is doing it, and not questioning whether this is right or wrong. We all have a moral obligation to support. And if you don't understand what that means, you better get smart quick, because you can be held accountable in a legal system for being ignorant. Because ignorance of the law is no excuse. That is a standard that we have. That's a great American standard. So what is rebellion against the same? Rebellion against the Constitution is doing things deliberately that are not supporting it. So I'll just give you a quick example. Article 4 of the Constitution, Section 4, guarantees the states that they will be protected from an invasion. Now, that invasion doesn't say an invasion of hostile people. It doesn't say a wartime invasion. It means an invasion. It means people that are coming here that are not supposed, that are violating our laws and coming here. We have had an immigration invasion. I've said this for years and years. We've had an immigration invasion that has been going way back. It was even occurring back in the 20s. And as a matter of fact, when the Democrats got involved in this, they had this operation, or I should say the progressives, because Hoover wasn't a Democrat. He was a rhino using the Republican name, because you really couldn't get elected at a national seat if you weren't Republican. So Hoover came in and duped everybody, because he was a huge supporter, a fanatic of Wilson's globalist movement, and a huge supporter of destroying America by creating an entitlement state and the Hoover's plan or the New Deal, which FDR ended up stealing and taking credit for it. But bottom line, Hoover was, I believe, the one that instituted Operation Wetback, which was going out and rounding up all these illegal aliens because they were here illegally. It is a constitutional violation to allow this to happen and to do nothing. As a matter of fact, the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 15 calls that Congress must call, or Congress has the power to call the militia to execute. As we already know, they're the only constitutional law enforcement entity in our republic. There is nothing else in the Constitution for them to deviate and to create another system like the FBI or any other enforcement agency. They have to amend the Constitution and strike out or clarify that the militia carries out all the execution of, you know, the general Constitution. But this agency, like the IRS, is granted the authority through an amendment to enforce and collect taxes. And so they have a very specific role, but that's nowhere in the Constitution to grant them this power. Folks, I hope you understand that my just saying these things, my just coming out and boldly telling you the truth, puts a huge crosshairs on me. I mean, there's nobody. I mean, you hear Sean Hannity. I mean, he's a puppet. There are all these conservatives that will never cross this line, because what I am saying is tantamount not treason to the Constitution, but it identifies who are committing treason, and they actually have their hands on a lot of formidable force and power. Hope you understand this. And we as citizens are obligated to understand what the Constitution states and whether our federal government is in compliance, which is why I constantly tell you, why do you read the scriptures regularly? Most people, most Christians understand that by reading the scriptures, that is how you can tell when the doctrine of Christianity, the doctrine of Christ, has been perverted. Where Christ calls, you know, these types of deviant perversions a crime and or, you know, a sin. And then all of a sudden, you know, churches are embracing deviant perversions. Well, hold it. The Bible says, and the scriptures say, you see my point? It's the same thing with our founding documents. How is it that we know whether the federal government is in compliance to the Constitution if we don't read it and the founding documents? They have built such a house of cards, such a labyrinth and a leviathan, a huge labyrinth, that it is going to require. We're at a stage where we must assemble the states to call out an audit against the federal government. And you know what really peeves me is organizations that claim to be champions of the Constitution want to misguide, obfuscate, and literally lie and deceive good American patriots and people that Republic Review is a portal to a convention of states. Republic Review is the only process. I am here to tell you, find anybody who will go, you know, face to face with me, toe to toe with me, to try to refute how Republic Review is not the process of getting the federal government into full compliance with the Constitution. No amendment can obtain this, because the Constitution stands as the supreme law of the land, and either you're in compliance or not. So it is not about what the words in the Constitution say. It's about whether we are enforcing and demanding compliance to those words, which is why we take an oath, which is why citizens have to take an oath, and every public servant has to take an oath, which is why after the Civil War, these men who wrote the 14th Amendment there's no doubt in my mind, they were also inspired by the divine hand of providence to give us these fragments within the Constitution to give us the necessary teeth in these days where we are at the precipice of failure. It gives us the teeth to literally cleanse or I don't even want to use the word cleanse. I'll just use the word obtain full compliance to our Constitution. And this has nothing to do with demographics, whether it be gender, race, or anything else. All people are welcome to be here, but all people must comply to that Constitution. And the Constitution doesn't say that you can kill these people or that or what have you. It basically guarantees how the government is supposed to act and so forth. We'll be right back.
Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so there has been a dubious and a very evil movement to deceive and manipulate America. Just like with Christmas, there have been a lot of different things that have been pushing us, and all these different agendas, there's, in some cases, there's no connections between them. The only connection between all of these things that have been going on, it basically ties to one energy or one force or one, what I will say is Satan. Because, you know, there are reasons why people did this, but they had no idea but how all of a sudden those things could become weaponized and used against us. That the people that actually founded these things or did these things, like some of the like John Marshall. John Marshall was a very dubious individual that did more damage, but he thought he was doing good. But he was doing the service of the evil one. If you believe in Christ, you have to understand there is a devil. I mean, even the Bible talks about when he went into the desert, the wilderness, and wrestled with, and the devil tempted him. If you don't believe, and this is what really shocks me, folks. Most of the people in America most of those who believe in Christ don't necessarily believe there's a devil. The greatest lie that the devil could ever get you to believe is the fact that he doesn't exist. But anyway, this isn't about the, you know, sermons and trying to preach here. But I'm telling you that this movement in deceiving and manipulating America has been dependent upon illiteracy of our Constitution and our founding documents. It also depends on illiteracy of the scriptures. This is why when I work with ministers that want to focus on, well, you got to get people holy again. You're not going to be able to get people holy again until you get the government out of the way from dictating that you can't have prayer in public. We have to get the government out of the way from violating the Constitution, because the government can make no law about religious expression. And when the Supreme Court makes a ruling that you can't pray in public, that's a law. They're violating the Constitution and the fundamental premises of the Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Now, so I'm building up to this report that's called the Rampart Report that is designed to take down a huge faction of the Patriot movement within the readout area, within the Pacific Northwest, or I should say, the states of Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and Utah. There's a large coalition, and these people have been involved. And so I actually read through this report, and I am absolutely shocked. And I'm appalled, and I'm going to be doing a response to this. Not necessarily in, you know, because I'm not here to save politicians. But when a politician understands, now, there are some things that, you know, people just know, they're just kind of like guided or inspired that, they, you know, they need to stand up and do something. They may not know and have not articulated the real raw details of like that I have articulated regarding we're living under a standing army. Because why is it that nobody is saying that the militia is the only constitutional force that has the authority to execute and enforce constitutional law from the federal government? Nobody says that. There's a reason for that, because of their illiteracy. But I want to get into this report because they try to define, and the reason I've focused on patriotism right now is they've tried to define patriotism as an evil thing. And this is what they say. The Patriot movement is defined as, quote, a collection of conservative, independent, mostly rural, small government American national social movements in the United States that include organized militia members, tax protesters, sovereign or state citizens, quasi-Christian apocalyptics, a survivalist, and a combination thereof. It is viewed as a movement that sees itself as losing power. I want you to understand, they're talking about the Patriot movement as a political power organization losing its power. Are you kidding me? I already told you what patriotism is about. Patriotism is about that Constitution in America. True American patriotism is about supporting that Constitution. This is why I have a problem with any organization that talks about Republic Review in any negative sense, and they can't prove it. What they try to do is they attack me, because there is nothing more patriotic than enforcing our Constitution. And I'm calling out Bliss 2 and the rest of the John Birch Society leadership, Mr. Thompson, Art Thompson, for standing up and saying, we need to investigate Republic Review. We got to have a conversation with G.R. Mobley. We've asked for this. I've been very specific in talking with people that have actually had conversations with him. And they are deliberately obfuscating. And so the question is not why aren't they patriotic, but why are they anti-patriotic? Because there is this facade that they are patriotic. Anyway, it is viewed as a movement that sees itself as losing power and mobilizes through conspiracy theories and apocalyptic narratives that are ingrained in its members and their children. In the white supremacist version, the producers are white and elitist are Jews and lazy and sinful people of color. The Western patriotic movement sees the producers as farmers and ranchers and the elitist as socialists. The Federal Reserve, the banking system, and the subversive groups as Muslim, Syrian refugees, and the Black Lives Matter. Conspiracy thinking is a common element in these ideologies and the driver that sees the elite and subversive groups as plotting against common people. You know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to attack the people. They're not identifying the fact that a patriot is supposed to be supporting the Constitution. Are these organizations supporting the Constitution? Or are these organizations such as Black Lives Matter and these refugees who are demanding Sharia law? Is that supporting the Constitution, my friends? We have a huge and outwardly overt enemies within our republic. And the Constitution and our oath requires that we support it against enemies, foreign and domestic. And when you see lawmakers standing up and railing against patriots who are doing the job that they're supposed to be doing, that's why. That is why we have Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. They cannot be legislators. You know, you got to understand that this is not an accusation. If you're not supporting the Constitution and you're attacking people that are, then you're actually committing open rebellion and they need to be removed. So here's the question I'm going to pose, because I'm going to read more of this. Why is Trump not pulling people from their seats in Congress and throughout the states? Trump has the power to do this. The Constitution in the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is clear. Anybody who is openly rebelling against the Constitution. Varied beliefs and movements make up the patriot movement, but they share four common ingredients. One, an obsessive suspicion of their government. Not a complete knowledge of the Constitution and understanding how the... So it's just, it's all, you know, it's all in our heads, folks. It's a suspicion. A deep-seated hatred and fear of federal authorities. How about unconstitutional authorities? A belief in far-reaching conspiracy theories. Far-reaching. How are they far-reaching? They don't make any proof of far-reaching. And as a matter of fact, one of the things I noticed in this report is they tie Timothy McVeigh as a part of the patriotic movement. Timothy McVeigh was a patsy for the globalist movement. He was not a part of the patriotic movement. And it shows, and as a matter of fact, any intelligence analysis will tell you, if you really look at the Oklahoma City bombing, that was an inside job. That was an inside job. Anyway, and Operation Bojinka will actually point the finger towards Clinton. But anyway, a feeling that Washington, D.C. bureaucrats have discarded the U.S. Constitution. What do you mean, a feeling? How about evidence? How about the hardcore evidence we provide you every day on the show? That the federal government and bureaucracies are violating the U.S. Constitution. Most of the individuals in this anti-government movement also feel that the Cold War of sorts is being waged against freedom-loving patriots. What do you, they feel like it? It is happening. These idiots are actually they are helping propel this warfare. These idiots have made this report. They're shills for the dark side. Anyway, federal officials and believe it will escalate into violent conflict. Many have organized themselves. I've only got 1 minute. Many have organized themselves into heavily armed militias, most of which are the function contrary to the state prohibiting private armies. But the Constitution still guarantees it. The Patriot Movement is believed to have begun in the late 1950s with the formation of the John Birch Society. You know what? I think that this is an evil plug, because the John Birch Society, since they have been founded, the growth of communism has only, you know, accelerated. And opposition to the United Nations, communism, the civil rights movement. And the civil rights movement is, are you kidding me? Patriots were actually in support of civil rights. Unfortunately, it was never an amendment, or actually fortunately, it was never an amendment. We need to we need to ingrain civil rights into the state constitution, not the federal government, and the promotion of white supremacy and anti-Semitism. Anyway, the Patriot movement's prevalence grew after the confrontations at Ruby Ridge, Waco, so forth and so on. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to go on, and I'm just going to basically say it is believed to have grown. So because they actually say it has fluctuated through the years, that has grown from 149 patriotic groups in 2008 to 1,300 patriotic groups. And it is believed because it was because of the election of former President Obama. I'm sorry I ran out of time. I will be doing a detailed report on this report. But I'm here to tell you, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless, and have a Merry Christmas.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.